So we're just gonna breathe slowly and deeply. So just three slow, deep breaths into our heart space. If you want to, you can put your hand on your chest for a moment, because our attention follows our touch. I love that thought. And so just three slow, deep breaths reminds our body that we're safe. And the chemistry of our body begins to change as we relax. And the hormonal levels move toward bliss and away from flight or fight. It's a really good thing to do for ourselves. So we just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that in this moment, all is well. That life is good. That we can simply relax and breathe. Maybe notice what happens in our bodies. Perhaps our shoulders drop, or our stomach gets calmer, our foreheads unwrinkle. We might stretch a little bit and just relax our necks and get really, really comfortable. Maybe ask ourselves, is there a way my body would like to move for a moment that would make me even more comfortable for this time of meditation? Just relaxing. Just embracing this idea that it's good to be relaxed and comfortable. It's a gift we give to ourselves. And I was going through some Abraham quotes this morning, and I came across one from September 25th, where Abraham said, "The remedy, the solution, is to trend unconditionally rather than conditionally." They were talking to someone who was having an issue in a relationship and asking if they should leave or if they should stay. And Abraham said, "Your inner being is not encouraging isolation. Your inner being is encouraging feeling good. You want to show yourself how you can feel good no matter what. No matter what." That's what unconditional living is, unconditional loving. Someone says to you, "How are you?" And you say, "I feel really good." And they say to you, "Why?" And you say, "Because I want to. Because I choose to. Because every chance I get, I focus in a way that allows that until I got the hang of it. First, I had to be alone to do it, almost in isolation, often in meditation where I was focusing upon non-thought things like flickering flames and the sound of something. But I got better and better at it. I just got so that I could find that feeling place of alignment. I started to feel like I think Source feels. I started to love. Even around people who were so, in my past perspective, not lovable at all, I stopped needing them to be lovable or gone in order to feel love. I gave myself the freedom to feel love, no matter what. But it took some practice." Abraham says, don't love them because they're lovable. Love them because you're a lover. Each of us was born to love. And there is that within us that endlessly loves us. Abraham ends every workshop with the words, "There is great love here for you." And there is that within us, that divine life, that divine love, that source energy that surrounds us and supports us and supplies us with love every moment of every day and all of time. And as we just relax and breathe into that feeling of being loved, what does it feel like to you to feel loved? Feeling loved. I'm suddenly imagining myself to be a tiny baby. Held and loved, open and receptive to this incredible new life that I'm coming into, and connecting in this moment with a person who is loving me. I invite you to see yourself there too, if it feels good. We are tiny infants being loved. Feels safe. Being loved feels like security. Being loved feels like being nurtured. Being loved feels like being regarded as precious. Being loved feels like being in the presence of someone who is in alignment with Source. And as a baby, alignment with Source is the state that we've come from. In our non-physical state, we are fully in alignment. And when we come to this world, we encounter contrast. We encounter resistance. It's a very different experience to have a physical body than to be non-physical. But there is still that feeling of being loved. And as we are loved within our families, within our homes, we are brought to that place of feeling cherished. Can you feel it? I feel it. It makes me grin. And I know that that feeling of being cherished that I imagine as an infant is the same feeling I could have as an adult or a senior. That love that I can relate to, perhaps from a human perspective, is in fact even bigger when it's addressed to us by our inner being. The love that our inner being has for us is infinite, it's eternal. It's extraordinary. From a human perspective, it feels so big that sometimes we can't even feel it because it feels overwhelming. So imagining ourselves as a baby and opening to that love in a human way, we can begin to approximate what it feels to be loved like that by our inner being, by the beloved, by Source. That Source energy that is ever warm and loving, that creates that feeling, I am precious. I am cherished. I am adored. It's such a good feeling to remember how deeply and dearly we are loved. We are loved. In Abraham's words, there is great love here for us. There is nowhere we can go and nothing that we can do that isolates us from that love. If we open to it and are willing to receive it, I am willing to feel the love that is present right here for me. Are you willing to feel the love? Are you open to feeling love expanding within you? Breathe deeply into your heart space and allow that love to swell within you. A wave of love. Perhaps you see it as a color, a beautiful pink wave or white wave, or clear energy that moves through your body, through every organ, cell, and system, from the tip of your toes to the top of your head and out into your aura, a wave of love. Your inner being's attention to you is like that wave of love. Only it's an ocean of love that you're immersed in every single moment. There is nowhere you can go where that love is not. You may not be aware of it in your consciousness in a particular moment, but you are never outside of it. Being willing to embrace the omnipresence of love is a powerful step to take. I am willing to feel the love. We are willing to feel the love. And as we feel the love, we can begin to identify with that love, that infinite eternal love that's ever directed to us and through us, exists in every moment as us. The larger part of ourselves, our inner being, is us. That larger part of ourselves is love. And we are love, sometimes dawning in our belief system a filter of fear. We are love, perhaps with a filter of anger. But we can change that. We can change the focus. We can make a difference. And on November 13th at the workshop, someone asked, "But Abraham, how can I choose differently than I'm observing?" And Abraham said, "That right there is the question of all questions in the science of deliberate creation. How can I choose differently than what I am observing?" And Abraham's answer to that question, by caring about how you feel, by making the choice that feels better. And everything else, it is our absolute promise to you, will follow. I love it when Abraham makes promises to us. So I'm going to read that again. The question was, how can I choose differently than I'm observing? And Abraham said, "That is the question of all questions in the science of deliberate creation. How can I choose differently than what I'm observing?" And the answer, by caring about how you feel and by making the choice that feels better. And everything else, it is our absolute promise to you, will follow. Everything else will follow. Everything we want. Everything that's in our vortex. What's in the vortex? Vibrant good health, financial freedom, right relationships, joyful experiences, surprises and delights around every corner, a path of least resistance that feels fun and exciting, and that you approach with enthusiasm, feeling good is in your vortex. Someone at the workshop, one of the people who sent in letters, said, I want to feel good, and that's why I want everything else that I think I want. It's because I want to feel good. And Abraham said often that the truth is that the baseline of everything we want is to feel good. Just to feel good. And to choose differently about what we're observing if what we're observing doesn't feel good in the moment. And how do we do that? By caring about how we feel. By caring about how we feel. And then someone asked Abraham at that same workshop on 11/13, Abraham, people often speak of divine intervention. From what I've learned from you, there's only attraction. But are there situations where Source intervenes, where it allows or prevents something in spite of our vibration in the moment? Abraham said, nope. And the person went on, if so, could you give an example? And Abraham said, nope. They said, we would give divine intervention a different phrase. We would call it divine cooperation. Your inner being is always divinely cooperating with who you are in your vortex and what you have created there, giving undivided attention to all of that, and therefore emitting a vibration which is, therefore, your non-physical point of attraction, which gives the situation of that vibration and your vibration as the comparative components to assist you in choosing. Your inner being doesn't intervene or take something away or put something in, because you're right, it is attraction. But your inner being always cooperates with the vibration of aversion that you have created, which is always exactly what you desire. And then Abraham went on to say, if you have to listen to that 100 times, do it to hear it. That's the most powerful sequence of words that Esther has ever put together in perfect vibrational accuracy to everything we know the universe to be. So your inner being doesn't intervene, but your inner being always cooperates with the vibrational version of what you have created, which is always exactly what you desire. Our inner beings are the most powerful, wonderful, extraordinary essences of everything we want. They are love and grace and health and abundance and wholeness and harmony and intelligence and creativity and joy. They are clarity and peace. They are everything that we want. And they are calling us to that in every single moment. Every single moment. And that calling is love. That calling is, come over here, beloved. You'll like it over here. They aren't saying, don't go that way. They're saying, go this way. Come this way. And they give us impulses. They recommend steps we can take. And part of listening, part of meditation that we do on our own is listening for those impulses. And as we listen and we hear our inner being, we may interpret it in different ways. Some of us hear a still small voice. Some of us see a vision, a symbol, a color, a light. Some of us feel a presence or hear a harmony. Some of us hear words. Some of us get it directly, a block of thought that we translate into words. But all of us have a unique, extraordinary, beautiful connection to Source and our inner being. And as we listen and love and are willing to be loved, are willing to be guided, are willing to be directed to everything we want, why wouldn't we be? It's amazing how good life becomes. An opportunity to feel good and to feel better and to feel better and to feel better until we have another, darn it, step one moment. When we don't feel so good and we have a chance to get back on the horse and say, okay, I know there's a thought that feels better around here somewhere and I'm going to feel for it. I'm going to look for it. Otherwise, if I can't find it, I'm going to take a walk or take a nap. I'm going to remember that my inner being is ever present, is ever loving me, is ever bringing me guidance and joy and clarity and wisdom and beauty and radiance and fun. Inner beings are fun. Seek joy first and foremost, Abraham says, and that's pretty amazing. Someone who was really in alignment was chosen to end that workshop on the 13th. And they said to Abraham, we truly can create the world like our Creator created us, correct? And Abraham said, that's how it works. And this person who was soaring said, I feel like I've won the lottery, and everyone else on the planet has won the lottery too. I feel united with Source, human beings, and everything that is us. And Abraham said, feels good to feel like that. That's you all the way at the top of the emotional scale. That's you in absolute knowing. And then the person said, Abraham, can you give us a rampage of appreciation about our world and our planet, please? And Abraham said, yes, it's a good time to do it. And here they went. I'm thrilled with this spinning earth on which we all exist, survive, experience, and choose. I am thrilled with me and our decision to be here together. And I revel in the never-ending anticipation of the cooperative components that we are to one another, no matter how it seems in any moment. I realize now we are always cooperative components, either in the perpetuation of step one, which is ask. Variety and contrast make that possible. And allow, which I can feel by calibrating to my source, my inner being. I just cannot think of a more exhilarating, delicious, salivating experience. I can't think of a better place or a better time. It's just perfect. It has the potential of everything I believed I dreamed of before I got here. And it has the potential of satisfying everything I've chosen since. I'm thrilled with what I've come to know, and I'm excited by how it's going to feel as it unfolds. I am so in love with myself and with the others who are romping around with me. I'm proud of the choice I made and excited about the choices I am now making. And Abraham concluded, "Dear hearts, there is great love here for you. We are glad we are all in this together." So as we get ready to close this meditation, remember that there is great love here for us. We are the recipient of that endless love every second of every day of every year, of every decade, of every lifetime. That love is ever present, and we can open to it, to receive it, to know it, to feel it. I am willing to feel the love. And as we come to the end here, I suggest that you stretch your neck and your back and your shoulders. Allow yourself to just move around a little bit in your chair. And as you come back into normal waking consciousness, you can open your eyes and smile at all these beautiful faces on the screen in front of us. We are blessed, and we know it, and so it is.